from Apollo Smith to Cassandra, date 12 Mar. My dearest C, you were incredible last night. I never saw you so aggressive. Was it because of your first taste of pussy? I must get you to tell me more. I am jealous that I was not there to see you come so deliciously. But I'm so excited for you and the fulfillment of a dream. Tell me, lover, do you think you can handle two more? A woman to sit on your face and a man in each of your holes? Are you ready, willing, and able to find out firsthand? I'll forward any reply I get from the swingers ad. A. From Apollo Smith to Swing 69. Subject, very interested. Date, 17th March. Dear Jane, I hope this is okay to respond via email. It certainly makes it easier than using the phone number you left in the ad. My significant other, Cassandra, signed us up, and I am glad she did. After seeing the pictures of you and John, we are excited about all the possibilities and are seriously horny. Never mind having the opportunity to swing before we're not sure how to start. Perhaps this note is the starting place. Your posting was very, very hot. Unlike your man, I am straight, but Cassandra is bi, or so she tells me, having just had her first bi experience a few days ago, and is very anxious to feel puffy pink pussy lips against her lips once again. Tell me if this works out. How do you feel about having me in your ass, John in your cunt, sucking your nipples, while Cassie squeezes between us and licks your glistening clit? Cassandra's pictures can be found on the site also. I took the pictures the last time we were together. That is my cock she is sucking on. If you're interested, we could make dinner reservations to see if this is as desirable in person as it is via email. Your choice. We anxiously await your answer. From Swing 69 to Apollo Smith. Subject, very interested. Date, 15 March. Dear Apollo, tell us more about the two of you. From the pics, we can see that Cassandra is a very tasty-looking morsel. Both Jane and I would love to eat her right up. So let's say that's a yes to meeting for dinner. In the meantime, forward a full-view picture of yourself. Jane's back hole anxiously awaits filling. John. From Apollo Smith to Swing 69. Subject, very interested. Date, 18 March. Night. Dear John, in answer to your note, we are extremely professional and discreet. Passing us on the street, you would never believe we can become sexual animals. Cassandra is very, very sensual and hot. She looks that way too. Very oral, very vocal. She is multi-orgasmic and often crosses from great sex to out of control. I love her most like that. She can't get enough and is eager to try all that her very intelligent mind can fantasize. I am a very conservative, professional, professorial type. I am as comfortable discussing the economy, politics, sports, or philosophy. What I keep well hidden is my insatiable sexual appetite accompanied by a 9-plus-inch cock. See pictures. I love all kinds of sex, including anal. My fantasies are heightened with making a woman come. Happily, this is also the reality. I am also very oral and recover quickly and then stay hard for a long time. Since Cassandra has become so desirous of another bi experience, we've begun to look harder at all the options. We live in the burbs, so New York City is convenient. Our living arrangements are a little complicated, which I will explain later. What do you think, Apollo? From Swing 69 to Apollo Smith. Subject, eating at the Good and Plenty. Date, 17 March, 19... Wow, Jane is in love, and so am I. Are you sure you wouldn't consider letting me suck on that pole for you? I can make it good and slick before you stab my wife with it. From Apollo Smith to Swing 69. Subject, eating at the Good and Plenty. Date, 18 March. Hi, Jane and John. Loved your note. The nude pictures you sent are very hot. Jane, your buns have us both more than a little interested. Cassandra is very excited about us getting together. She thinks that between her and Jane, they can exhaust us guys. As for your note about sucking me hard, dinner sounds like a plan. You never know what might happen in the heat of passion. Apollo and Cassandra.